Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. Glad you guys enjoyed the editorial that we recorded last night and I put up last night. I got a lot of comments this morning, about 80 or so far. I want to just say one thing. Talking to Jim McKinney, I am very, very concerned right now. I've gotten to the point where I'm actually more than just a little concerned. If you go over the major news sources and you consider the fact that Vice President Trump, Vice President Pence has renounced Donald Trump. If you look at what's on the major wire services right now, all of the conservative sites that are being shut down, the FBI saying that they have information that Joe Biden is attempted to be sworn in, that there will be a huge violent riot on the part of the conservatives. This is all portrayed right now as being factual news. Is it factual news? I don't know. I'm not a member of the FBI. All I know is we have a situation going on that I need some expert commentary right now. I'm not going to give a lot of commentary because I don't feel at this point, I have never seen anything like this. I don't know how to deal with it. I have close friends. I have family members who won't even talk to me anymore. This is unbelievable. Jimmy, I'm going to give you the mic.
So what we have happening right now is similar to what happened in 1930s in Germany, in Kristallnacht, when there was enough anger and angst and animosity that was driven by a political party that they were able to silence and basically attack Jewish businesses. Now, we've watched this go on and on for the last 7 months through the United States. Almost no pushback. And in fact, Democratic mayors facilitated much of the violence and the destruction. We have one event in the U.S. Capitol where 500,000 people were fed up with the lies and what was happening inside that building. But most importantly, don't trust the system anymore. And they stood up and a handful of them got overzealous. And that is somehow justification to crack down on conservative media and other ideas and views. And don't even talk about it. Don't even call it conservative. Just call it free speech, free ideas, free thought. And what we're seeing now is the most amazing event in human history because the people that are doing it have so much control over markets and the actual information that is out there. It's very difficult.
I want to be very careful with what I say, and I am going to be very careful with what I say. And the reason I'm doing that is I really don't want to be thrown off the internet. I value the First Amendment too much. The amendment is free speech. My official position a couple of days ago, actually on the editorial that we did last night, is I was going to not really do anything, not be critical, not be anything for a period of time between now and at least the end of August or early September. I was going to give the left that much time to prove that what they were doing was correct. That is my official stance, and I agree with everything that Jimmy says. I really take it into consideration, is a better way to put it. I take everything into consideration that Dan Passeni says, and I certainly take everything in consideration that Charles Page says. I think Charles Page truly, truly has the correct answers right now. I want to bring in a little scripture. I want to say Jesus told his followers, if someone doesn't welcome you, simply shake the dust from your sandals and walk away with no anger. That is a position that I am taking right now. If some ignorant person wants to say that that is a dangerous statement, then they're going to have to say that the Bible is total nonsense. I have many liberal friends who simply don't believe the Bible. They don't read the Bible. I'm not going to give any names. These are people who, when marijuana was illegal, were openly smoking it with their parents. They were openly breaking the law, and they call me a danger to society. Jimmy, continue.
So what the left is attempting to do, they're legalizing or trying to force immorality by legitimizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll certainly take that come into strong consideration.
No, I mean, seriously, they're trying to legitimize and legalize, you know, set standards that allow immorality. And, you know, everybody has their choice to live. And I'm not someone that's going to tell someone how to live. But don't tell me how to live. Don't right. silence my voice.
Right.
You know, I don't agree with you. So either listen to me or walk away. Or if I do agree with you or you want to talk about it, let's discuss it. Maybe we'll change our minds. We'll open up to a different idea. But silencing voices is the destruction of ingenuity. It's the destruction of free thought. It's destruction of positive improvements. You need dialogue. You need discourse. And what they're doing right now is attempting to silence people's views, silence people because they are so, in my view, they are so afraid of what the American population is waking up to the corruption and the elitism that is dictating the controlling this country and keeping them in power, that they're going all in, and they're going to try and their only solution is to crack down harder. And unfortunately, for what happens in every instance where authoritarian control sets place, becomes violent, and then eventually loses, but it takes a long time. And what we don't want to see is this aberration of history where the United States actually was the foundation of freedom and the light for the future, that it's destroyed by tech giants and Chinese communist leaders, as well as socialist and Antifa and all these, you know, people that are dividing Americans right now and then trying to silence their voices. The Americans are going to push back. They're going to stand up. It's just a matter of, you know, like you say, you didn't want to get kicked off the internet. People don't want to, they don't want to have violence. We don't want, I do not want violence. I do not want this nation to fall into chaos. But I'll tell you what I do want and what's worth fighting for are those basic fundamental principles in our Constitution that guarantee our rights to think, believe, and to worship or to improve our lives without the risk of political violence. And right now we're seeing it in spades from the left.
You know, I got to tell you, Jimmy, my circle, I guess I'm going to call it my social circle, has really diminished in the sense that, fortunately, in terms of my family, I've only lost, you know, about 25% of that one. But in terms of my friends, I am amazed, and I realize who my true friends really are. All I'm asking is that people simply listen and don't start calling me names. Don't start yelling at me. Don't start threatening at me. Don't start threatening me. Don't start telling me because of my views I'm not allowed to talk to members of their immediate family unless they're on the line to censor what I am saying. Our country has really gotten to the point where it's dangerous, and I really am not sure if I want to be a part of it.
Well, we have no choice. We live here.
No, we don't. We don't.
And that's the problem. Too many people want to just sit back. And this is what happens with societies that the vast majority of people would rather just live their life peacefully. And we all would rather do that. We want opportunity. But what has happened is the left and the media moguls and the corporate globalist elitists and the journalists and the progressive politicians have created this atmosphere of hate, and they designed it on purpose to alienate, to isolate, to separate in order to close out different views, because that's the only way socialism works, is if you do not take any other factors and you control the system. And in reality, they can't control it. You can't control human nature. We're not machines. We are all different. We all have different beliefs. We all have different thoughts. Everybody's perspective on God is different, if you have one at all. You know, we can't say that our politics are all one generic thought. And we can't on the left or the right. But what they're doing is attempting to silence any opposition to a from a very small group of very powerful, influential people that want to basically maintain their monopoly on information and their monopoly on money and their monopoly on control. And it's happening so fast.
Yes,
I would have never thought it could happen. I wouldn't have thought it happened in my own nation.
No.
But I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that are going to stand up. And the way to solve it is people need to stand up. They cannot sit down and sit back and be afraid and say, I get to speak. I can't be this stupid. COVID is not this going to kill me. You know, a number of things that have come in play that the left has pushed, you know, I have the right to support my president. I have the right to be able to say what I want and believe. I have the right to keep my business open. I have a right to better my family. I've got the right to say no to people's ideologies. And, you know, when they're teaching my children crazy things, we've got to stand up and do it. And if you sit back and just let it happen, this is where we are. That's where we'll go. It'll be down the tubes. And pretty soon you'll have a handful of people with sticks on the street, like in Iran, that hit you if you're not properly dressed. Or if you say the wrong word, you'll be silenced from everything and lose your job. It's incredible. This is just incredible. Yeah.
I just have to say one thing in defense of myself, and I'm saying this on the record. Up until I was 27, 28 years old, I was a very immoral individual. I felt sorry for myself. I couldn't hold a job. I got up one day, I accepted God. I said to myself, I'm going to die if I continue to live this way. I ended up starting my own business. I never missed a penny in terms of tax payments. Not a penny. I came from being an absolute loser, an absolute drunk, to being somebody who married a woman, raised two absolutely wonderful daughters, obviously made a positive impact on one of my other daughters right now, who I believe is not speaking to me, started a business where, if you look me up, as you guys know, I've probably got 20 to 40 pages devoted to me on Google. And I had $1 million revenue years. I supplied an income to 3 or 4 or 5 people, and I never, ever broke the law. I cannot say that about some of my friends who are now criticizing me. They broke the law along with their parents. I know that for a fact. Today I have good children, a good family, and they have nothing other than anger. Who's right? All I can say is what I just said. Think about it. Jimmy, is there anything else you want to say?
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm just astounded at what's happening, and I really want to encourage people. I actually am optimistic that enough people are going to stand up and push back and say this is ridiculous, and enough people that sit on the fence that are wondering what's going on here. Even European leaders are starting to question Twitter banning Trump. You know, there's going to be some pushback, and hopefully it stays nonviolent. Hopefully it's just enough people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King that join those types of ideologies that stand up and say, stop, enough is enough. Regardless of their political stance, what they did was change and influence entire countries by peaceful means. And that's what we need to do. We need to stand up and say enough is enough.
Well,
let's just be positive.
For the record, I just want to say one thing. I will never say anything to contradict Gandhi. I'll never say anything to contradict Martin Luther King. They are two of my heroes. I will never, ever, ever condone violence. I've made it too long in society being a successful individual and being an individual whose sole goal in life has been to try and help other people. And I don't think any of my detractors can contradict what I just said. Am I a little defensive right now? Yep, you bet. Sorry about that. No, I'm not sorry about it. I worked like the devil to get where I am. And let me tell you, I'm very proud of myself.
And I'm very,
yeah.
No, I just, you know, I spent my career, my life fighting for the fundamental principles of freedom, and attempting to help other people find those basic rules and principles that kept them, the individual, equal to or more important than the state. And what we're seeing right now is a complete reversal of that in this nation. And if we don't do something about it, all of us will suffer.
Well, I'm going to sit in my living room and I'm going to drink my Jack Daniels, and I'm going to enjoy my life, and I'm going to keep doing this opinion show until somebody starts lying about me and stops it. Jimmy, thank you.
Yeah, take care, Al.
You know, I have just one last thing to say, and I think this is very, very important. In 2020, we had major riots in the United States that were condoned by the liberals. I will say that one liberal who I happen to have an awful lot of respect for, and always have, and she knows who I'm talking about, said in her opinion, the riots in the Seattle area where she lives were definitely wrong. Here's what I want to say. Now the liberals are basically lambasting the conservatives for what happened in Washington, D.C., and I want to say for sure that what happened in Washington, D.C. was truly, truly the wrong thing to do. There's no question about that. I want to say one thing, though. I found it to be just a little bit hypocritical that the liberals are condoning what happened in Seattle, what happened in Portland. The deaths in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken, a half a dozen people were killed as a direct result of the riots. The liberal leaders in Seattle, the liberal leaders in Portland are now screaming bloody murder because of what happened in Washington, D.C. I'm screaming bloody murder too, but I'm also screaming bloody murder for a lot of the destruction, not a lot, but all of the disruption, which was done by the anarchists in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and in some of those cities in Minnesota. People just don't seem to be smart enough to realize the difference. The media doesn't seem to be smart enough to realize the difference. There really is no difference with the riot that occurred in Washington, D.C., and the multiple riots that occurred around the country. I can say that without any reservation. That is an absolutely true statement. You guys out there, I love you all. And please remember that when somebody starts to put you down for being a conservative, look at what the liberals did throughout 2020. Lastly, just remember one thing. If an old Russian Polak like Big Al can change his ways and make a positive difference, anybody can. I'll tell you one thing, though. My parents never thought that would happen.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.